That's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. And it's hard to believe, with it being 90-plus degrees out there, that football, high school football, starts this Friday. And an old rivalry has been reestablished. That's right. Emerald goes over to Greenwood High on Friday night, and you'll be able to hear all of it, all the season games with Emerald right here on WCRS. In fact, our broadcasters are in studio with us this afternoon. I have Rob Gilchrist, the voice of the Emerald High School football team, and I have the very best stat man ever and sidekick. And you really have to listen, because he really throws out some good zingers out there every once in a while. But you got to listen to the game, folks. Jonathan Graves, how y'all doing today?
Doing pretty good, Ann. Happy to be here.
Oh, yeah, doing well.
Are you looking forward to another year season there, Jonathan?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been counting down the days, and Rob has really been helping me count down those days. I think it seemed like every couple of weeks I was getting a text, 365 days, 240 days, 120 days, and now we're finally here. So, I mean, it's going to be a great game. Emerald's, you know, obviously going to have an outstanding season, is what we all hope, and I'm just ready to, you know, get back in the booth and get this train rolling again.
Well, you know, we couldn't do it without you guys, and I just think everybody I talk to is always so impressed with how y'all handle the games and the way you do the play-by-play and the stats and the whole program here. So I am really, really, really pleased that you are with us again this year right here on WCRS. And, of course, the big news is this year it's 98.5. Not too hot, not too cool, just right. That'll make a big difference right there, won't it?
That's right. I think we'll be able to come up with a lot of different zingers off of that line. So.
That's right. Sure.
I think they'll get to hear it a lot more clear, because I have both stations on my presets in my car, and I listen to 1450 AM station, and you know I'm used to that sound over the years, and then I turn it over to 98.5, and it's just day and night, and it's great for that. You know, everyone I've talked to, you know, you talk about the people who've talked about us calling the games. I tell them, yeah, we're FM now. We're on all frequencies, AM, FM, online. We're covering all bases. We got the whole world covered now, and that just is going to be leaps and bounds for us. It's a new season, new campaign, but the same goals and the same passion for it.
Absolutely. So we are thrilled with the fall season starting up. So, Jonathan, what do you do when you're not calling football games? For those that don't know.
Oh, a lot. I'm still working, obviously, at Greenwood School District 50, Community Services Facilitator, going into my seventh year, so enjoying doing that. I had a chance to go around to some of the different conferences this year, went to a national PR conference in Chicago, went to the beach to a South Carolina Administrators Conference, so got to actually present for the first time at that South Carolina Administrators Conference, which I really enjoyed doing that. I'm, you know, volunteering my time at different service organizations, working diligently with the Greenwood Promise, still working with United Way, so I'm definitely staying busy in my downtime.
In your downtime.
Yeah.
I remember last year, just a real quick update. Last year, we had you and came on from the United Way, and we talked about the backpack program. How's that program going to be this year, do you know?
Well, we added a school, Early Childhood Center, which has our four-year-old program over there. We're going to be able to add some students to that school, and then also keep the schools, obviously, that we already had. So right now, I actually just had a conversation with someone over at United Way. We're still serving 150 students, which is amazing that program is available for the students in Greenwood County, because obviously with the poverty rate the way it is, 74% of our kids are living in poverty right now in our district. It's definitely a service that all kids need, and we're reaching out not only to United Way, but then also to some of our local churches to see if they can also help us to increase some of those numbers with the program.
I think it's a terrific program, and I think one of the things that I learned that I really didn't know, that if a child doesn't eat well during the weekend, it can take them till Tuesday or Wednesday to get their brains back working well to be able to learn and retain knowledge and everything. So this is huge.
It is, yeah. And that learning loss, like you said, it can come in a lot of different forms. And one of the forms that you definitely don't want it to be is it deals with a basic need, which is, you know, providing a meal for a kid. So I enjoy working with United Way on that program. And like I said, with our local churches, they've really stepped up to the plate, and they're allowing a lot more of our students to eat during the weekends.
Yeah, and it's good because it's not junk food. It's good, exactly. It's good, nutritious food, which really counts a lot. Now, Rob, what have you been doing this summer? Just a little catch up here.
Well, you know, like we said during the start of the show, just counting the days down and just enjoying the time off. You know, I've been working. This is just started my third year as a teacher assistant over at Marywood Elementary, working with a great group of kids in the special ed department with Miss Atkins and Miss McManus. You know, they brought me in after working as a substitute. But just enjoying the time off the last 3 months and just getting back into the grind, like I said before we got on the air, to once fall rolls around, things start getting busy. Everyone just hits the ground running, and you know, my week just becomes from top to bottom filled up with a lot of great times and a lot of great things to look forward to. But yeah, just enjoying time with my family. I want to give a shout out to my folks and my sisters out there. Out in Arizona listening in, out there in Mesa, they just welcomed in a new grandkid, my third one of our family. Got two in North Carolina. This one just joined in back in July, little Harold Zimbeck. And I just want to say hey to all of them, and I know they're listening in and proud of us and of the 6 years we've been doing this, going in our seventh. So, yeah, like Jay said, just enjoying working with the kids and getting ready for another football season.
Well, that's terrific, and you know, you really are to be commended. That's tough work, working with special needs and helping out over there in the elementary portion. That's a great honor that you are committed to doing it.
Oh yes, ma'am. I'm as humble as I can be about it. You know, everyone I talk to and they ask me what do I do, and I tell them what I do. They say that they're like, oh, I don't know if I could handle that. That seems like just so much work and just a lot on the table. I said, well, you know, I think what helped me out is working as a substitute for the District 50 for about 2.5 years, just getting ready for anything to come our way. I mean, yeah, the days, we try to stay in a routine, but it's that unpredictable nature of the game, of the whole school-wide, as you know, Jonathan. You know, you don't know what day is going to happen, what's going to go on from one day to the next. You just got to be prepared for it with kind of a goal in mind.
Well, so that kind of catches everybody up on what we've been up to. We're now going into our seventh season here on WCRS. And I was just curious, you know, Coach Mack is still the head coach. And I know we've had some good additional assistant coaches added into the team. I've heard that there's been some really good additions there. Who wants to speak to the coaches that are working with the teams now?
We know Coach Mack, he's, you know, been with us since, you know, our very first year broadcasting back in 2009, when I was the sideline reporter that year with the former crew that first season in. And just to be a part, you know, we've all become family to each other just from day one. And he's added in a couple new coaches. He tries to keep the main head coaches, like the OC and the DC, the offensive and defensive coordinators. He tries to keep them in just to work with that system, but we've seen a couple of his coaches move on to other high schools around the state and to North Carolina, and he's proud of that, and he just brings in the next guy. It's like football on the team, next man up. He's got a good friend of mine from Lander, who I graduated with and went to school with, Terrence Scott. He's the coach of defensive backs his first year. Got to see him at the Jamboree. Just asked him about the players. He said everybody's doing well, and talked to Coach Mack a good bit and talked to Coach Wright, who's been with him for a long time, was a wrestling coach as well, and just a really good nucleus of coaches that help out these kids on and off the field. It's just great to have a continuous support from a great staff that they have over at Emerald.
Absolutely. Well, Jonathan, what do you think about this year? I mean, we had a great season, kind of blew it at the end, but had a great season other than that. What can you tell us about how this year's shaping up?
Well, when you look at this season, you got to start with game one. Obviously, the so-called rivalry, I don't call it a rivalry because Greenwood High has completely dominated the series over the years. They hadn't played since 2009, but the 12 times they played previously, Greenwood High won every game, outscored Emerald 406-69. So if you want to call it a rivalry, it's one of the most lopsided rivalries in the history of South Carolina football and probably the country football. So Emerald's been shut out also four times during the series. But, I mean, I think Emerald actually does have a chance this year. I know, you know, we've been saying that probably the other 12 times as well. But I do think that Emerald and Greenwood High, they do stack up a little bit more evenly talent-wise this time around. And that's why I do give Emerald somewhat of a shot this time around. Obviously, it's still being played at Greenwood High on their home field. But, you know, I think Emerald has the players this time around where they're going to give them a shot. So I think, you know, Coach Mack, he's going to have his guys ready. I think they've been preparing all summer to give Greenwood High probably their best shot. And with Coach Mack, this is his first game ever playing against Greenwood High, against, as Rob likes to call him, Coach Pippen's boys. I really think the Emerald, they're going to have something for him that they hadn't seen. And I really do think they're going to keep it competitive throughout the game. And I won't make a prediction on the game right now. Obviously, both of the schools are in the district that I work in, so I would be in some pretty hot water if I did make a prediction. But I will give fans a little shout-out that I will be coming out for preview, which I've been putting out there on social media. And hopefully we'll get that on your airways later on in the week. And maybe once you hear that preview, fans, you'll get an idea of which way I'm leaning. But I do give Emerald a competitive chance in this game.
Well, that's good. How come they went back this year to having Emerald and Greenwood High play?
It had a lot to do with the coaches. Obviously, you know, in 2009, you had a brand new coach, I believe, at Emerald, and then also Greenwood High was in a little bit of a transition period with their coaches as well. So there's been at least two or three coaches at each of the high schools during that time period, and all it takes is for two of them to get together and say they want to renew that rivalry, renew the game. And it just so happened to be that Coach Mack and Coach Pippen, they were able to work it out where they said, hey, you know, let's try this out. Obviously, with both fields now being artificial turf, I think that went into the decision-making process. Greenwood High also has a new Jumbotron and has really redone their athletic facilities. So I think this is almost like a showcase game. You know, obviously, it could be considered almost like a jamboree because you're playing it in week zero of the season.
Right.
So this is a great chance to showcase that new feel, that new Jumbotron, and really put the, you know, both schools in the awareness, in the community awareness on that week zero game. There's not going to be anything else going on community-wise. So I'm expecting everybody in Greenwood County is either going to be listening to us on the radio or they're probably going to be out at J.W. Babb Stadium, which is what you want on a Friday night.
Absolutely. Plus, it's probably going to be hot, isn't it?
It's very hot. Actually, if you ever get a chance, if you come out on Friday night and you step down on that field, the field is actually, it seems like it's hotter on the field, and I guess that has a little bit to do with the artificial turf. So, yeah, definitely you want to make sure if you're a fan, and obviously the players are going to have to make sure they drink a lot of fluids because, you know, like you were saying, it's 97 degrees outside. You're not really thinking this is football weather, and it probably won't be that way probably for at least the next month. It's probably going to take a while for it to actually get down into those cooler temperatures that Rob seems to like.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think football and cooler temperatures, you just kind of go together, right? I mean, that's what you think about. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, then we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about the teams, what you can expect, and you'll get all the news and all the perspective that you can stand right here this afternoon with Rob Gilchrist, Jonathan Graves, and we have a new intern, James Adams, is with us here this afternoon. He's a student over at Emerald High, so you keep it right here on WCRS. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
Gold. Gold! More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
It's hard for me to get a word in edgewise here this afternoon. That's right, I've got Rob Gilchrist and Jonathan Graves, and we're talking football here with Emerald High School football. We've also got a new intern here, James Adams, from over there at Emerald's going to be helping us out on the field. So this is what's happening here, folks. It's football season, and if you would like to advertise and get your name out and get our guys to talk about you, they're more than willing to. You just got to see me and call us, 229-7984. We'd love to talk to you about a football package. They're very affordable, And we do combo deals, so you can even do Emerald and Clemson, or you can do just Clemson or just Emerald. So come talk to us about it, 229-7984. Well, how is the team shaped up as we move forward for this year's season? I mean, did we lose some guys? Have we got some rebuilding to do? What's the plan here?
Oh, we know, looking over last year's roster a few days ago, thanks to Coach Mack and Tanya up there just keeping us updated on who's playing what position and who they got. We lost about 17, 18 seniors on last year's squad, a lot on the defensive side, which is usually the case. I mean, we've had guys like Gage Cervenka, Anthony Kelly. This past year, we had some guys. We had about five or six signed letter of intents, which I think is the most we've had since me and Jonathan have been calling games, usually just one or two a year, going to small colleges. And now we're getting to the big names with Gage going to Clemson. KJ's over at App State now. He's going to be he's an incoming freshman this year, you know, big shout out to KJ up there in Boone, North Carolina, playing for the Mountaineers. Hopefully they'll get some playing time this year. And looks like the defense is another work in progress year for them, but they look strong from what I saw and read at the Jamborees and in the scrimmages. You know, it's just that Coach Mack raw bone tough mentality that he instills into both sides of the ball. And unlike back in the day, no guys have to play both sides of the ball like they used to. You know, if you're on defense, you're playing defense. If you're on offense, you're on offense, and then you just mix and match for special teams. But it looks like another good year, just a lot of talent all around, and to see how everyone goes. And again, like we've been talking about, you know, our big test is right off the bat in week one in just a couple days.
That's right. But the good thing about this game, and this always used to always, you know, when I was out there being, you know, the play-by-play on the field, being the color girl that I was that we do real well in a game, and then everybody would look at me, but this game doesn't count, Ann. The first game, how many games don't count before we actually get into region play, Jonathan?
Well, I mean, this one doesn't count, but it counts, I guess, in the bragging rights. It's right. Obviously the biggest non-region game that Emerald's played probably in the last 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. But if I'm not mistaken, Rob, we have, what, the first 4 non-region, if I'm not mistaken?
I think so. The first 4 or 5, you know, we get, you know, I think now with the new setup of 5 classes, I think every team gets a week off somewhere, and we get ours on next Friday, which is good. You know, depending on how this Friday goes, we'll have that week off to just get everything recharged and ready to go. But we got a good schedule.
No, really, what
going.
You're saying is to get repaired.
have those doctors on speed dial, but we'll see what happens. I mean, it's going to be a tough row. We were talking during the commercial break about, you know, when they play the rivalry every year, the size, both school-wide and roster-wide and size of the players, was just day and night as far as Greenwood against Emerald, and they just showed mm-hmm. the scores. I know it was always tough for the guys in purple and gold to start off 0-1, but, you know, it had its plus and its minuses. It was bad because it's bragging rights. You got to hear your buddies that go over at go to school at Greenwood and talk about it all the time. But then the plus side is, like you said, it doesn't count region wise. But it's just it's all a mentality, and we just would go from there. We knew we'd start 0-1 every year during that time, and just finish as strong as we could, and you know, do the best we could every single season.
I think what Ann's looking for, I'll meet me on the diner. She wants me or one of us to make a prediction. So I'll go ahead and make a prediction and throw it out there.
All right.
I've already told Rob and James what the deal is. Emerald is going to win the region this year. And
it's going to win the region.
They're going to win the region this year. And it's going to –
On the record right now. You're saying this.
On the record right now. Not taking it back. What time is it? Yeah, 4:30?
Yeah, it's 4:30.
Yeah, so you can mark it down, put it in the history books. Emerald is winning the region this year if everybody stays healthy, which obviously we just talked about that a minute ago. But, I mean, I think they just have too much talent. They're going to overwhelm the region with the size of their line. And then I think by that time the defense is going to be good enough where they're going to be able to protect some of those leads that the offense is going to give them. I think the Emerald's backfield right now is stacked. They have 4 runners right now, if you include the quarterback, which is a dual threat, Dreek Jones. Mm-hmm. They have 4 runners that are just special because each of them has a different quality, each of them has a different talent that they bring to the table that's going to cause defenses to go mad. They're going to be, you know, having nightmares at night. You got Trayshawn Chamberlain, which is KJ's younger brother. Mm-hmm. He's a special back, has more of the quickness feature. Detravius Morton, who didn't play last year because he was ineligible academically, he's back this year. He's just a guy that will bowl you over. He's more the thunder of the backfield. And then, of course, you have Kashawn Settles, who's playing the wingback position. He's going to get out on the edge and give you that lightning factor with all his speed. And then Drake Jones, he can beat you with his arm, but more than not, is probably going to prefer to beat you with his legs and has a patience that you typically don't see out of a quarterback when it comes to running that football. Follows his blocks real well, has great vision up in the hole. I just think that Emerald, when you factor in that their line has the size, they have the talent, Ben Ross coming back at guard, they also have their center that came back. I just think that they've got way too much talent and size on that line, and they've got some potential stars on the outside if Drake ever does have to throw the ball, which is not going to be their preference. I think they're probably going to be more 70-30 running to throwing the ball. But when they do have to pass, Alex Greer is one of his main targets for Drake Jones, which had a great catch in the Jamboree last week. I think that Emerald's offense is really going to be the difference this year. And their defense, I think, while they're not what they have been, they don't have the size along the line that they usually do, had a transfer to go to BHP, one of their biggest linemen, one of their best linemen transferred to BHP. So they actually had to move to a 3-3-5 defense, which is going to be interesting to see how that goes in the beginning of the year. But if they get that figured out, because they do have a lot of athletes on that defense that can fly around the ball, they get that part of the field figured out, I think this is going to be a very special year for Emerald. I believe they're going to win the region, and they're going to get that home playoff game they crave every year.
Well, that would be awesome, wouldn't it, if we had a home playoff game, yes? It's always hard to be away from home on that final game, isn't it?
We don't get a lot of them, so it would be very special.
We've had, I think, in our 6 years doing this, I think we've had two first-round home playoff games. We had one, I think, our second year in 2011, and we had one, I think, 2 years ago. It was just we got – if you're in the top two of your region, you have a pretty good shot of getting a home playoff game, at least for the first round, then it goes seed-wise like it does in tournaments. And like Jay was talking about, you know, going to that 3-3-5 defense, I mean, that's the great knowledge of our defensive coordinators, Coach Sorrow, Coach Wright, all those guys on the staff. They see what we have. They never see the cupboard as bare. We're not rebuilding, we're reloading. It's the next man up. We've lost some great guys, but we've got some great guys with us now. And we know where our, like Jay said, we know where our weaknesses are on the line, not big size. So let's alter this, work the kids out. You know, they only did the Greenwood Jamboree this year during the Abbeville one. They were doing a scrimmage, I think, in Lawrence with a few teams, which is good because it's a good mixed bag. It gives you more chances to play against teams you normally wouldn't play, which is the great thing about scrimmages and jamborees until, you know, the rubber meets the road and later this week, of course. But, you know, looking at the region, I mean, so many changes. We've been the Lakeland's area, we've been the journeyman team going from region to region, class to class, while everyone has kind of stayed put. Now we're kind of set in our ways. We watched two or three teams leave our current region now and move up to 4A because of school size. But the ones we got to trade in, Carolina High School, really good, strong team, always plays with a chip on their shoulder. Powdersville, the new kid in town, just been around for 3-4 years now. You know, just we got these hungry teams that you want on the high school level. And it should be an exciting year region-wise, like Jay said. And but I see, I'm going to have to agree with Jonathan and say I think we have a good chance of taking region. You know, it's ours to take. You know, we battled hard last year with the teams we had to play that moved on. Now it's our chance to be the top dog, top of the hill, and I think we got the players and the staff to do it because they just have, again, that raw bone, tough mentality that Coach Mack instills and that the players love and crave for year after year.
All right. It'd be pretty bad if you didn't think they were going to win, though, wouldn't it?
I don't think they'd ever talk to us again if that was the case.
Hey, let's hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here this afternoon We are talking football, and if you live in the South, you better be talking football. That's all I have to say. You know, if you don't talk football, you're really going to be left out of field. I will tell you this, the new field at the new stadium that they've done over there at Greenwood High certainly is something to see. They did spend a lot of money getting that fixed up and ready to go, and Emerald is looking good, too. They've been doing some work over there at Emerald, too, haven't they?
Yeah, you know, it was great to, you know, it was kind of a, at the end of last year, it was kind of a rumor. It was kind of circulating in there about, you know, everyone's getting a new turf field, you know, kind of a hybrid field now, you know, because it's a new age, new everything. And I knew Greenwood was getting one because they were just talking about it for years. And now I guess Emerald was like, hey, let us join in the fun. And they got their field and they're still working on it. The great thing is, yeah, we're away from home the first 3 weeks with the week off next week, and I think we're on the road week three or game number two. It'll give us gives Emerald that much more time to get all the nuts and bolts figured out. And with the new video board, it's on the left side of the field towards the baseball field because they couldn't fit it over in the trees. I asked Coach Mack when I drove by the other day. It's like, did they not want to clear out? He's like, oh, it was just too much trouble to clear out that where the old scoreboard used to be on our right if you're looking out of the booth. But over on the left, it's – you know, it's a right fit for them. I think we got a, you know, we were talking about the heat of the start of the season, temperature-wise. I think we finally got an AC unit into our side of the booth, so we won't, we get to keep the towels at home and not have to bring so many Gatorades and Powerades. I mean, I tell people, even in October, you know, you're in there, you know, everything's just closed up because, you know, the sound just picks up so crazy. That we're still in there, you'll see like 3-4 water bottles just right in front of us, and they're like, "Why do you need that?" I was like, "You go in there for 3-4 hours a game.
It's a sweat box.
It gets in there.
It does."
So I'm glad that they kind of looked out for us and helped us out. Hopefully, they put one on the other side for the opposing coaching staff or whoever comes into that other side.
Nah, they don't need one over there. It's tough.
Take care of us first, then
right.
Let the others do
take
what they need
care.
To do.
That's right. So, you know, you're going to be hearing all of Emerald right here on WCRS every week, whether it's in town or on the road. We don't miss a game, let me tell you. And I tell you what, you guys are always prepared. You know the team, you know the numbers, and you do a lot of studying up on how the other teams, the opposing team, is doing too. Jonathan, I guess that takes a lot of work, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, you got to have a man cave. You got to be diligent.
You got to have a man cave. That's the reason you have a man cave. I like it.
You got to be diligent and staying in that man cave, and you got to make sure that when you go in there, you're willing to put in the time and the effort to actually go over all the stats and then also look at some video of, you know, each team, be willing to go to a couple scrimmages. So, I mean, it's just, if you got to have a love for it, I guess is the best way to put it. And, you know, Rob is always texting me, asking where I'm at. And usually, you know, if I'm not in my man cave, I'm at work or somewhere. I'm usually in the man cave around this time of the year. And if I'm not in the man cave, I'm usually at work. But I'm always going through every stat I can. I'm always trying to look at video, trying to talk to people, as many people as I can, to find out, you know, what's going on, not only with Emerald, but also the opponent they're playing that week.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the good things is that you can actually be sitting in the stands and with your smartphone, you can be watching the game, but you can be listening to our guys broadcast. And that's a real experience. And you can do that just by downloading our free app on WCRS Radio 1450. Download your free app and listen to the game and listen to them because they know the players. And I think, you know, that's just like Clemson or Carolina. And you want somebody that knows the players and knows what to kind of expect from what the coach is thinking too, don't you, Rob?
Oh, yeah. I mean, to have local guys or guys that are in the know, so to speak, with whoever team they're calling for, like me and Jonathan, I mean, we're involved with it, being part of the district. You know, Jonathan, of course, is his dad, now in the Emerald Hall of Fame, was principal there for 10 years. I was a student there in the early part of the millennium. And just having that, and I tell people that, if I didn't go to Emerald or if I didn't live in the area, I probably would have looked elsewhere. But just being this being my hometown for so long, I was like, I got to be with this team on this station, calling these games, getting back into the fold, getting to know the players, the coaches. I mean, just having that camaraderie and that family kind of feeling with everybody over the last few years is definitely what you want to look for. I mean, I think even an outsider could give it a shot, and maybe over time he would be able to pick up on things, but just knowing from right off of Jump Street, right from day one, like me and Jay, Definitely just helped us kind of hit the ground running. We knew we didn't have to figure out who's who or what's what about the school. We know everything, the ins and outs of it. So definitely having that is a advantage in many ways.
And I haven't heard you guys' famous phrase that you always say every year. Jay's my brother from another mother. I mean, that's what you guys always say, and I haven't heard it this time.
Well, everybody already knows that, so it's already kind of stated.
Well, they don't know, now they know.
Now they know. That's right. Yeah. All right. Well, I think you're to be commended because you do take on a lot of extra to make sure that you bring it to the fans and to the families, because it is the families that are listening. It is the families and the grandparents, and they want to know, and that's what radio is all about. Bringing it so if they can't be at the game, that they can understand what's going on at the game. And that's important. And saying the kids' names and finding the ones that are out there being exceptional and those that are clogging along and being part of the team and making the whole team a success. So it's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like during the season, I'll get so many texts or I get so many Facebook messages. Hey, I didn't hear the score of the game. You know, I hadn't gotten a shout out tonight. I need you to say something. But a lot of times, you know, people, these road trips, they don't get a chance to actually travel with the team.
Right.
You know, this may be faculty and staff at the school, this may be ex players, this may be former students, but a lot of them are actually out there listening. Like you were saying, there's a lot of different ways now to listen. They're either listening on the radio, they're listening on their phone. But I know that there's so many people out there, and I get so many messages throughout the year about people that love the broadcast. They're looking forward to another great season of Emerald football, and I'll make sure to start writing down all the shout-outs that I got to get out this year, because they're starting to line up the more we do this.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a great thing, because that tells you that you have a dedicated group. Hey, by the way, once a game is done, we also post it on our website, WCRS1450AM.net. So if you want to go back and listen to the game, you sure can. So that's another way. If you miss the game and you want to see whether Jonathan yelled out your name or not, you can listen if he did. So it's recorded, folks. You'll be able to hear it right here on WCRS. Hey, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We're coming back. And, you know, since we also carry Clemson, and since Rob is such a Clemson fan, we probably ought to talk a little bit about Clemson. Rob, can you handle that?
I think I can handle it pretty well. I'll do what I can.
All right. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
All right. Well, we are right back here. Hey, I want to tell everybody, WCRS, 75 years young, folks. That's right, 75 years young. Don't I look well? Oh, that's right. I didn't own it back then. But it was the last radio station to get its license before World War II. The last one that was issued here in the state of South Carolina. Here's another little bit of trivia for us. So many AM stations are what they call daytimers. They don't operate at night. One of the reasons that WCRS got a 24-hour license for their AM station back then was because they were actually using the tower as a training lights from Donelson Air Force, Donelson Center up there. Yes. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Yeah.
That's something else.
Yeah. I can give you one more tip if you're really interested. They hired all the people that would work at WCRS, the engineers, board people, all this type of stuff. And here we go. It's World War II. What happens? They took all of these people and put them to work for the government because they were necessary for, they knew how to operate boards and radio, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So they were left with family members, et cetera, running WCRS over there. How about that? Cool stories.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. So, and here we are in the modern age. You can listen to us on your smartphone. You can listen to us on your computer. You can hear us on the radio, on the AM, and on the FM dial. So, we're making big changes and bringing it all to you. But, Rob, I know how much you like to talk about Clemson. I've held you off till 10 till. What can you...
Save the best for last.
Well, there you go. I know you were going to think that. Yes, here we go. What do you got to tell us about Clemson this year?
Well, you know, after an amazing season last year, making it all the way to the national championship out there in Arizona and battling with the mighty Crimson Tide. No, I wasn't able to go. We had that day off that the game was, but just couldn't manage it. My mom, because I have family out there in Mesa, just outside of Phoenix, and Glendale, where the game was played, she went out there, stayed with my sister and my brother-in-law, and just had an absolute blast. Yeah, we lost the game, but she's almost as diehard as I am, 365, 24/7, every single day. And but she just had an amazing time, sent us pictures, brought us programs, talked about, you know, the whole atmosphere like we try to describe to the listeners at Emerald Games. She said, this was beyond anything. We've been to bowl games, big championship games, rivalries. This was, you know, the big deal, the national title game. But we gave it a good fight. You know, Nick Saban and the Tide just overpowered us, made more plays. Like every coach says, they made a few more plays than we did. But how this season looks, you know, we've got studs and great players all around. It's, you know, we were saying before
studs?
The show.
I like studs.
You know, just top-notch players. And, you know, what we were talking about before the show, you know, and I tell people I'm enveloped with football every single year since doing the broadcasting, doing the play-by-play. I'm in and on Fridays and then on Saturday home games. I'm at Death Valley with my family and friends, and I'm just seeing it all around. I'm just enveloped in the environment and the atmosphere. And Emerald and Clemson, yeah, the scores aren't the same. The opponents, of course, aren't the same. It's two different levels. But just their playing styles and their staff and the rosters, you know, on both sides of the ball. You know, again, you're talking about Deshaun Watson, Wayne Gallman, Mike Williams is back from injury. You know, we have a plethora of stars. It's just like with Emerald, with Drake Jones and his crew on offense. Then the defense, again, like Emerald, lost a lot of star players. But you still got those hungry guys that were just waiting in the wings, waiting as backups, getting a little playing time against, you know, lesser opponents. But it's just another great year. Everyone's saying that we're going to be in the playoffs again. The title this year is in Tampa, which is great because if they do make it, maybe I'll get the chance. It won't be as far as Arizona, of course. It'll be just south down I-95. But, you know, we got week one is a big one at the start of September over in the Plains against the school they call Clemson Without the Lake, Auburn. And to book in with SEC teams, Auburn and Carolina, always fun to do because, you know, it's a rivalry for the region in itself. But just looking for another great dream season to come along, but we'll see what happens come Labor Day weekend.
Okay, so first game, Labor Day weekend.
Yes, ma'am, and, you know, that's a great thing. All three levels just come in its own succession. You know, you got high school starting on Friday. College starts Labor Day weekend from Thursday on, that Thursday of Labor Day weekend. And then NFL is right after that, the first or second week in September. So, you know, you just one after the other, you know, fall's a great, you know, you were talking about being in the South. Football is a religion down here. And everyone's just going to be baptized in it in football for the next, you know, from now until February. It's just going to be pigskin galore from Monday to the following Sunday because a lot of college teams play even on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So if you love football and you're in the South, you're going to be pretty good for the next few months till the wintertime.
Be prepared. It's coming. All right. Well, God, are you done? I mean, is that it? I mean, you know, I am shocked. I am shocked here. Gracie, don't get so excited. That's right. I'm shocked. Jonathan wound it up. I mean, Rob wound that up pretty quick. Well, anything else we really want to talk about the teams and about getting set up with football for Emerald coming up? Jonathan, anything else you can tell us about the football season coming up?
I just think, like I said before, it's going to be a great season. I think Emerald has restocked a lot of the positions that they had question marks about with some of the young athletic players. I mean, I think they're set at certain positions with some more experienced players, especially, you know, being quarterback and then along the offensive line. And then, like I said, the only question mark that I have for Emerald, which I believe coming into last season it was a little bit of a question mark as well, is probably that defense. And it really, this time around, it's the entire defense because they had to change the entire defensive system and go to more of a 3-3-5 because they don't have enough linemen. They put a lot more athletes on the field, which that's going to help in some areas, but playing against certain teams, it could hurt as well. So, like I said, I'm just looking forward to seeing how this first game goes against Greenwood High. Obviously, the atmosphere is going to be everything and more that you can expect. It's going to be the first time that a team plays on the field, first time you get to see the Jumbotron. And obviously, with that being the only big event that's happening in Greenwood County, I'm sure that everybody, their mama, their grandmother, the cousins, their auntie, the uncles are going to be out there to cheer on either the purple and gold or the black and gold. So this is what it's all about. Like Rob was saying, this is the first high school football game, the first real football game of the year. And I think if you're from the South, if you're born in the South, this is the time of year you love, because who doesn't love football?
Absolutely. And not only that, if you can't go to the game, though, you can hear you guys on the radio. That's right.
Absolutely.
I mean, Rob, how are you feeling about it? Are you can't wait to get there Friday night, can you?
I mean, like we've been joking and talking about year after year, I've counted the days down when the last season ends and waiting for the next one to begin.
How many hours is it?
Don't know about the hours, but I know the days are a lot. We're in single digits for this week. Of course, it's just this coming Friday, so about 2-3 days to go. And, well, you know, like Jay said, looks like a real talented squad again. Can't say enough about the coaching staff, just year after year, just processing and bringing up great players, that that bone tough, raw tough mentality. But he wants them, you know, they call them student athletes. Student comes first. They make sure that everything's all square in the classroom before they even step on the gridiron. But, you know, we got a great schedule, and it's not as – we love to travel, go on the road games, of course, and of course we love being at Frank Hill Stadium. But the miles won't be as far. We've got a lot of local games, a lot of closer games road-wise, Strom, Thurmond, BHP, Southside, just up Highway 25 in Greenville. But it just looks like another great season on the horizon for the Purple and Gold. You know, proud to be in the booth again with Jay and having James join us for the time being. You know, just a whole new generation, a whole new situation, but the same passion, the same dream, same desire, and the same goals. Try to get to that title game in November.
You know, I think we need to say another thing. You know, there is a really big part that people listening can play, and that's to go and support the games. Greenwood High, Emerald High School, go out there and support the teams. Do you know, it makes such a difference when people are in the stands, and whether they're playing well or not so well, it really makes a difference to the teams, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fan base, you know, we talk about, you know, again, about the road games, we've always had a great, we talk about a road crew coming up with us, the fans that come in, the family members, the friends, you know, they know, I mean, we've traveled as far up as Chester High School and as far down as AC Flora and Richland Northeast, of course, last year. But whether they pack the away stands or they just bring a good enough crowd, we know that they're there for their support, and they chat with us during the games, after the games, just to see how we're doing and, you know, what's next on the docket for us. And we just have a great, you know, couldn't ask enough for the great support that the students, the family members, the friends have shown the Viking players year after year. Whether five of them come with us or 50 or 500, we're just always proud that they're able to be a part of it and just be the support that I know that the players need on every side of the football field.
Gracie would like to know if she could be out there on the field with you guys. She's trying to make a play right now to get close to James sitting here to see if James wouldn't say that she could be out there on the sidelines with you there, James, trying to make sure she's helping you out. She'd be a good helpful player, sideline person with you. Okay. James says okay.
Maybe she can run back and forth after they score, just run back and forth up and down the sideline. However many points we've scored, she just runs back and forth, because she'll go.
There you go. All right. Well, I tell you what, you know, looking forward to the season. It starts Friday. Rob, thanks so much for coming out this afternoon. Jonathan, thanks for coming out. You guys are awesome. And if you've never tuned in to one of the games that they broadcast, you are in for a treat. They know how to call a game, and they know how to make it interesting. So thanks so much for being with us another year, guys.
Happy to do it. Year seven definitely on the horizon.
Yep. All right.
Seventh heaven.
All right, there you go. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.